This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem. Aget Tavach. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Kuf Lamed Beis. Siman Kuf Lamed Beis. And we're in the middle of the Ramah. We're also in the middle of Maimar HaKadishim. So we're sort of going back and forth between Mechaber Mishnah Berurah and Maimar HaKadishim. So we saw so far in Sif Beis, the Mechaber said it is usher to leave Shul before Kedusha de Sidra, which means it's not a minhag to stay in Shul. It's an obligation. If you leave early, it's usher. It is prohibited to leave early. That sounds like you could leave after Uval Etzion. The Rama added that you say Aleinu, and you should be careful to say Bekavana. And when you get to Kel Lo Yoshia, you should be mafsik a little bit. Kel Lo Yoshia, pause, Va'anachnu Koyrim. And then you say Kaddish Yasoim after Aleinu. The Mishnah Berurah explained, you always have to say Kaddish after Psukim. Aleinu has Psukim, it has Kaddish. The minog is that we leave it for a Yasam Shemes Aviv Imai, because there are Yisoimim Ketanim or even Gedolim that they can't daven for the Amud and say Kaddish and Baruchu after their father and mother. But as the Mishnah Berurah said, davening for the Amud is far preferable than saying Kaddish. Therefore, Chacham or Masakin, this Kaddish goes to the Yisoimim. Okay. And even someone who has a father or mother, Rama said, could say this Kaddish if their parents are not makbid. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Yadav, Yachala Amrai Im Ein, Chalura Tzalamra, Davka Kshu Mashar Shal Yakpidu Azad. You have to be able to be Mashar that they're not makbid. Umistarba, the Chosehul Indian Kaddish Yosem, Mnesha Kaddish Miyuchad Li Yosemim. Presumably, this is for Kaddish Yosem. Av Lespalafne Amr Oi Lifra Sashma, In Lachosh Klal, Shema Yakpidu Azad. To daven for the Amud, a person doesn't have to be concerned, oh, the parent would mind if the son davens for the Amud because maybe it looks like the parent is not alive. We don't have to worry about that. The Kaddish at the end of the Tefillah, Shevet HaLevi says, if all the Mispalim have a father and mother, you should still say Kaddish Drabanan. Likewise, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, Kaddish after Aleinu, someone who has a father or mother should not say it. Kaddish Drabanan, that was Niskan Achalim Na Torah, then anyone could say it, even Mi Sheyesh Loi Avaim. So the Hakpada is only on Kaddish Yasaim, not on Kaddish Drabanan. Okay, let's move on. V'yesh Loi Mar Pitamak Torahs Erev Vavoyker Achar Tfilah. You should say Pitamak Torahs evening and morning after the tefillah. Here is another example where evening means mincha. Many times, this is ready, we've had this before and we'll have it again. When the Rama says the word erev, he does not mean erev. He does not mean marev. He means mincha. So the Rama's opinion is you should say pidemak toires, mincha and morning after tefillah. Va'oimrim tchila ein kelokeinu. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'yesh loymar, mivnei shaktor soy maktirim pamayim b'chol yom, k'mo shikasa b'toira. Erev, haynu achat tfilas mincha, oy kaidim la. After mincha, or before. Even though the Ramah didn't say or before. The Ramah said after. The Mishnah Berurah says or before. Daktor soy maktirim b'layla. They were not maktir the k'tors at night. I guess the way the Mishnah Berurah is reading it, here's a chiddush. Erev is either before or after, meaning by mincha, before or after. Boiker is after. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Boiker achar, tefillah b'tzarchin, lama anu oimrim oysa b'shas yom tov achar musaf. Why do we say it on Shabbos and Yom Tov after Musaf? What in the world are we doing saying Pitmak Taurus after Musaf on Shabbos? It doesn't belong then. It should go before Musaf. They were Makdir the Ktaris before the Musaf. Why in the world would we say the Ktaris after the Musaf? This is the Kasha of the Magen Avram. The Efshur, the Kavana Senuli Pater Midoich Devei Torah. Could be our Kavana is to take leave of the Shul from Devei Torah. Uvaksavim Isa, in that Ri we find Shatam Lahavriach Haklipais. We want to chase away the shells. And as you know, the shells run from Pitam Haktaras. That just gets them going. Uvishla Kasav La'amrai Kaidem Tvila V'achareha. So the question is, but Nusach Ashkenaz does not say Pitam Haktaras after the Tefillah. At least in most Sidurei Nusach Ashkenaz, Pitam Haktaras does not appear after the Tefillah. In the Sidur, that doesn't mean it's Nusach Ashkenaz. It's Nusach Hagra. Yeah, it's not Nusach Ashkenaz. But we're going to see, the Ramah says, we'll see more tomorrow. V'yesha kasvu lizar loymer pitam haktaras. Mitoch haksav loy bal peh. Some say you should be careful to say pitam haktaras from a written text, not bal peh. Mishim shamir b'makam haktaras. Saying it is in lieu of bringing it. B'chay shinon shem yidaleg echad misamaneh. And we're afraid you might skip one of the ingredients. V'amrinon, and it is said, shu chayiv misam chisar achas mi achas misamaneh. Misamimaneha. Chazal say one is chayv misa if you leave out an ingredient. Therefore, the minog is we don't say it during the week. Shememarin lemelachdan because we quickly go to work. V'chashinon shamayidaleg. We're afraid we might skip. Who says this? The Beis Yosef, in the name of Rabbi Yisrael Isserlin and the Orchis Chaim. So that seems to be Minog Ashkenaz. Maybe the Gra disagreed with that. Again, the Ramah does bring down both opinions. Actually, the Ramah brings down almost the Iker opinion is yes to say it. He says, V'oimrim. V'yesh loimar. I skipped something in the Ramah. The Ramah said, we'll see that more tomorrow. Okay, where are we holding? Let's jump back into the Maimer HaKadeshim. We are up to the page 28, the second line, Ben Shiva Katan Shahilech Kol Shiva LeBeis HaKnesses. Someone who is a Ben Shiva, he's within Shiva, and they're a minor, and we've said that a minor doesn't sit Shiva in the house, goes to shul. V'adin begadim hu yoshev yimei avilus v'esignesses. He gets yesh loy kol ha-kadishim t'midim afilu neged ben shloshim. He gets all the kadishim. Even against someone who's in shloshim. Rak liyard site yesh loy kadish echad. The yard site gets one kadish. But again, legabe the amud, it seems like, at least according to the Bir Halacha, the ben Shiva would take precedence over the yard site. V'im yesh harbe yard site neged kol ha-kadesh nidcha ben shiva katan legamri. Then the yard sites each take one kadesh, and the ben shiva gets pushed away completely. Im nizbatel mimenu avelos shel shiva machmas haregel. If, let's say, the avelos was pushed away, mikomakam kol shiva yomim miyoyim ha-kfro yesh loy din shiva le'inyan kadesh. For 7 days from the kfura, even though one is not the Avelos, but one says Kaddish. I think we did this. V'chein ein haregel mevat menu din ben shloshim. Shloshim is only pushed away legabe Avelos, not legabe Kaddish. Kamakim ein loy rak din ben shiva katan. Nevertheless, you only have the din of a ben shiva of a katan since he's going to the shul. which means, what does that mean? He has a din of a ben shiva of a katan. Namely, he will not push away a yard site completely. A yard site will take a kaddish. V'chein emes aviv baregal. Somebody's parent died on Yom Tov. Yesh lo din ben shiva katan le'inyan kaddish baregal. It's a din of a ben shiva of a katan. He will say kaddish on Yom Tov. The achar regal af shenoy gavelos mikomakam ein lo din shiva le'inyan kaddish. After the regal, even though he's noye gavelos, he doesn't have the priority of a ben shiva l'gabe kaddish to push off others. And so what is his status? How do we look at him? Rak shemoinin shiva yomim yom ha'kvura. He counts 7 days from the kvura. V'achar kach ein lo rak din ben shloshim. And after that, he only has a din of ben shloshim. Even though this is amazing, the person is sitting shiva after the regal. He does not have a din shiva l'gabe kaddish. His din shiva l'gabe kaddish starts immediately from the misa. But the Avelos begins after the Regel, and even during the Avelos, his Kaddish does not have a din of Kaddish of Shiva. He already did that. But it does have a din of Kaddish of Shloishim. Now, Shaila. Mi sheyesh lo zechus yoysel in Kaddish. Who has more of a zechus? Kagain ben Shiva u ben Shloishim v'yartzeit. Oh, now this is not a question, it's a statement. Someone who has a more of a zuchus legabe kaddish, for example, a ben shiva, a ben shloishim, in a yard site, yesh lo zuchus l'inyanat fila l'zkipalel gam ken lefnei ha'amod. Whoever has a zuchus of the kaddish has a zuchus of davening for the amod. So how do you divide the tefillah between a ben shloishim and a yard site? You have one guy who's within Shloishim, and one guy has the alcohol. Who gets to daven for the Amud? Says the Gesher HaChaim, the Ben Shloishim davens until Ashrei, and the yard site takes over at Ashrei. Rav Moshe also says that. So the Ikar is the Ben Shloishim takes precedence over the yard site. Meaning that if somebody's within Shloshim, they daven the whole tefillah until Ashrei, and the guy who spent $8,000 on gourmet rugelach at a store that I can't mention, he's the closer. He gets to pitch the ninth inning. He's going to throw, you know, he's going to have a cow, and you'll never hear the end of it. So tell him the ikar hakol hoylech achar hachosam. You know, he's like the Yankees relief pitcher, Lahavdil. Tell him he's the Iker, but he's not. The Iker is the Ben Shloshim. Okay? The Iker is the Ben Shloshim. He pushes away the yard site. You'll never be able to pull this off. I never said you'll be able to pull this off. I'm just here to tell you the right thing to do. I'm just here to tell you the halacha. The fact that the guy might, you know, I don't even want to say what he might do. That's not relevant. We're learning what the hell we want. We're learning what Hashem wants. We're not learning what the guy is going to do to you in the Beis HaKnesses. That's a different set of rules. That's what we call the fifth Shulchan Aruch. You don't have to be Moisar Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem to daven. It's not one of the three cardinal sins. In other words, the halacha is the Ben Shloshim davens, but he's not Chayiv Limsar Nafshay. Okay? It's not one of the three. Even though we learned in Chafetz Chaim that you might have to give up your life not to violate Chanifus, this is not Chanifus. This is just regular safeguarding your life. You could show him. You're going to show it. It says in the Dirshu, he doesn't care. He says he's going to show you the receipt of the cookies he bought. That's what he's going to show you. So, okay, Rabbi Say, we'll hold it over here. Shkoyach.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.